Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the AppleVis podcast. This will be a pretty quick one. I just wanted to demonstrate the Home app that is new in macOS 10.14. If you don't use any HomeKit devices, then you may just want to skip this one. It won't really hold a whole lot of value for you. But if you're already using Home on iOS, then this could be a pretty good demo if you have a Mac running 10.14. So let's just get right into this. I'm going to switch to the Home app.
Home, window, accessories, scroll area.
And it's a pretty simply laid out application. I'm going to jump to the top of the window and just take you right through the major parts of the screen.
Group one item.
If I hit the right button.
Toolbar.
There we go. So you've got your usual.
Minimize button, full screen button, toolbar.
Those. Now your toolbar is a pretty important part. I'm going to interact with it.
In toolbar. Five items, homes, menu button.
You've got the homes and menu button. And that will.
Menu. Rooms, dimmed. Checkmark, Alex's room.
Let you choose which room you want to be viewing.
Rooms, upstairs, living room.
So, pretty simple.
Homes, menu button.
Next.
Home, radio button, one of three.
We've got three radio buttons, and these are kind of the same as the tabs in the iOS app. There's home.
Selected, rooms, radio button, two of three.
Rooms.
Automation, radio button, three of three.
And automation. And you can also jump to these quickly with command one through command three. If I hit command one.
Home.
It takes me to the home, and if I go back over these radio buttons, we'll see that...
Selected, home, radio button, one of three.
Home is now selected instead of rooms. So command one, home, command two, rooms, command three, automation. But continuing on through this toolbar...
Add menu button.
We've got the add menu button, and you can't add accessories yet. I'm not sure why, but you can't. All the add button gives you is...
Menu. Add automation ellipsis. Add scene ellipsis.
Automation and scene.
Add automation ellipsis.
So those two.
Escape button, add menu button.
All right.
Homes, menu button.
That's it for the toolbar. Pretty simple. Those buttons will change somewhat depending on which tab you're in and what you're doing. But for the most part, that's what they are. And that's kind of how you navigate and take actions on things. Let me stop interacting.
Out of toolbar.
Continuing to the right.
Accessories, scroll area.
This is pretty much how this app works. There's a toolbar and then a scroll area of stuff. And the stuff changes depending on which, well, I think of them as tabs, but which, I guess, section you're in, whether it's rooms, automation, or home. But the scroll area has the content of whatever section, tab, however you want to think of it, that you've chosen. So let's go into the scroll area.
In accessories, scroll area, home, heading.
I'm on the home tab here, so I've got all of my home stuff. The home tab, the home heading is at the top.
Seven accessories not responding.
And this is all the major stuff that you need to know, kind of the status of everything. So I've got seven accessories not responding, which makes sense because I've got a bunch of our outlets unplugged right now.
Six updates available.
And it's saying all these twice, by the way. I'm not sure why. Well, I know why, because the hint on everything is set to be the same text. If I hit VO Shift H here.
Six updates available.
The hint for some reason on all these text elements is the same as the text, so you're going to hear it twice if you have hints on, which is a bit annoying, but not a big deal. So I've got six updates available, and you can't update, as far as I know, on macOS. You have to use iOS for that because you have to use the accessory manufacturer's app to actually install those updates.
iPad not responding.
And iPad not responding, it's saying that because I have an iPad here that's set up as a home hub, but the battery's currently dead. So, of course, that's not responding either. So it's just letting me know that.
And four more. Favorite scenes heading.
All right. Favorite scenes heading. This is going to be really familiar if you're used to the iOS app at all. You've got your favorite scenes.
Good night. Off button. Dim the lights. Off button. Cool the house. Off button.
So you can see that it's telling you all the scenes here, the name, and the status, and that it's a button. And of course, if I were to VO space on any of these buttons, it would toggle the scene on or off if it were already on.
Living room lights default on, but favorite accessories heading.
And now we land on our favorite accessories heading. And continuing to the right from here, we'll see our top accessories that we have favorited.
Front door, living room, locked, button. Door, back, locked, button. Couch lamp, living room, 100%, button. Desk lamp, living room, 100%, button.
And you get the idea. Again, I can hit VO space to toggle any of these, so I'm going to hit VO space here on this lamp.
Desk lamp, living room, 100%, button.
And it says 100%, but if I VO left and then VO right again to get back on to the item.
Desk lamp, living room, off, button.
You'll see that it's now off, and VO space again.
Desk lamp, living room, off, button.
But focus on it again.
Desk lamp, living room, 100%,
button. And it's back on. So VoiceOver doesn't reflect the status of the change, but the change does happen. Notice too that this says 100%. That's because this bulb is dimmable. So if I wanted to change that, the dimming setting, I would VO Shift M.
Menu.
And I've got a menu here. I've got
Show Controls.
Show Controls and
Settings Ellipsis.
Settings. Settings is exactly what you'd expect, same as on iOS. It gives you the name and all that stuff.
Press desk lamp, living room desk lamp, heading, settings, done button.
I've got a done button when I'm done with this.
Scroll area.
And again, scroll area that I have to interact with.
In scroll area, desk lamp, living room, 100%, but light bulb button.
That's the type. I could choose a different type of accessory if I wanted to.
Desk lamp, edit text, press control, option, space to begin editing.
That's of course the desk name. Lamp. The name of the item.
Room, living room.
The room it's set
room,
to.
Living room, accessories button.
The accessories button is here because I have this actually set up as a group. So if I were to hit this, it would show me all of the accessories that are grouped together to form this desk lamp item.
On, include in favorites.
And the on, of course, is to toggle whether or not this is a favorite.
Favorite accessories appear in the home tab of this app for quick access. Status and notifications button.
And I could change the notifications. And that's it. Notice, by the way, that this doesn't wrap. I have cursor wrapping on, but for some reason, in these apps that have been ported from iOS, you can't wrap all the time. I'm not sure why. So let me just stop interacting.
Out of scroll area.
And go back to the left.
Done button.
Hit this done button here.
Done button.
All right.
Accessories scroll area.
And we're back on the accessories scroll area we started from. So that's the home tab in a nutshell. You might have noticed that some of these are headings.
In accessories, scroll area, home, heading.
If I want to more quickly move around, I can just use Command VOH as normal.
Favorite scenes, heading. Favorite accessories, heading.
I don't know why it makes the little noise there that it does, but it seems to be something that some of these iOS apps are doing. The ones ported from iOS, rather. Every time you use a heading navigation command, you hear that noise, but it doesn't seem to interfere with anything.
Heading not found.
So that's the last heading. I'm going to go ahead and stop interacting.
Out of accessories, scroll area.
And I could go back to the toolbar, but I'm just going to actually press Command 2.
Rooms.
And now I'm in the Rooms tab. I'll interact with the scroll area here.
In scroll area, upstairs living room, heading.
So we see that I'm currently viewing the upstairs living room. I will go to the right.
Scenes, heading.
There are scenes.
Good night, off, button.
And just as with iOS, the scenes that you see on any room are ones that only apply to that room. So if there were no accessories in a scene that belong to this particular room, you won't see that scene here at all.
Accessories, heading.
So there's only one here, whereas the living room had several others. And that's because this one only has that one scene that applies to it.
Lamp, upstairs living room, 100%, button.
So we've got our lamp on the upstairs living room, and that's it. It looks pretty much the same as the home tab, except you've only got the items in this particular room. So how do you change rooms? Well, there are a couple ways. I can go up to the view menu.
Menu bar, Apple view. View, menu. Home command, 1.
And you'll see this is where I was getting those command 1 through command 3 before.
Rooms command, automation command, rooms, dimmed.
Now we've got a menu item here that's dimmed because it's telling me that what follows are all the rooms.
Alex's room.
That's me.
Back, freezer room. Front, kitchen. Living room.
Okay, you get the idea. So I could choose any one of these from here. Or I could
escape
also
button. Lamp, upstairs, living room.
Go to my toolbar.
Toolbar. In toolbar. 5 items, homes, menu button.
And
menu. Rooms. Dimmed. Alex's room.
Choose one from here. So there are a couple ways to do this. Either one will work.
Escape button. Homes. Menu button.
Alright, 2, 1. Yes. So right after escape, 2, 1. That's basically it. Everything else is the same as far as controlling accessories. The last thing I wanted to show you is the automation.
Automation.
And I will go to its scroll area.
Out of toolbar, scroll area. In scroll area, automation. Have your accessories react to changes at home. 0500, weekdays, air conditioner, button.
All right, so we can see all of our automations that I've got set up.
0600, daily, desk lamp, button. 1 hour before sunset, daily, 5 accessories, button. When Alex arrives home, disabled, button.
So that one's disabled. And if I want to edit an automation, I can simply press VO space on it.
050 cancel button.
And just as in the iOS app, you've got the cancel button, the heading.
0500 weekdays heading.
And the done button.
Done button.
And then the scroll area follows that as usual in this app with the contents of everything else.
Scroll area.
There it is.
In scroll area, on enable this automation.
On simply means it's turned on. If I wanted to, I could press VO space to turn it off.
Win. 0500 weekdays button.
And that button, of course, lets me control the frequency.
Accessories. Double click to adjust accessories. Accessories. Double click to adjust accessories.
Double click, you'll notice, is kind of a holdover from iOS. It should say VO space or control option space.
Alex's room heading. Air conditioner, Alex's room, turn off button.
So this button here will let me control what happens at the time this thing is set to trigger.
Test this automation.
I can test the automation.
Test this automation. Select accessories and scenes.
I can select.
Select accessories and scenes.
We know. That problem where everything is its own hint is still here, as you can very clearly tell.
Select accessories, cancel button.
So if I hit select, I get
0500, done button, scroll area.
Same screen.
In scroll area, select scenes and accessories to automate.
But now I'm in the selection screen, so I can choose what I want to happen.
Scenes, heading, Alex AC on, button.
So I've got I've got scenes.
Living room, heading, kitchen, heading.
And I can move my heading to get to the different rooms and look at all their accessories.
Air conditioner, kitchen, button. Alex's room, heading.
So this is basically it. I could hit a button on anything I wanted to choose whatever I want to happen for this automation. But I don't want to change it right now, so I'm going to stop interacting.
Out of scroll area.
And go to cancel.
Done. 05. Cancel button. Cancel button.
There we are.
End of group. Close button.
Oops.
Scroll area.
There we go.
In scroll area. Win. 0500. Weekdays button.
I'm back in the scroll area. You'll notice that I'm out of the selection screen. I'm now back in the main screen for this automation.
Accessories. Double click Alex's room heading. Air conditioner. Alex's room. Turn off. But test this automation. Select access. Delete automation.
And that's it. The last item here is to delete the automation, which I don't especially want to do, but that's where you would go to delete one if you wanted. And that's it. So I'll hit cancel.
Out of scroll area. Done. 05. Cancel. But cancel. But scroll area.
All right. And I'm back on the scroll area that shows me all of my automations. So that's the home app. It's not too complicated. And once you get used to the idea that the layout is similar to iOS, except that most of the screen content on iOS is held inside of a scroll area on the Mac, it should be pretty simple to navigate. There aren't a whole lot of keyboard commands, really. Command 1 through Command 3 are kind of the big ones. There are no commands to jump to different rooms. I was sort of hoping, you know, Command Option 1 through Command Option 0 might be used for that, but no, there are no ones there. You've got a couple ways to select different rooms and to do different things. The toolbar has a lot of it, and the menus have the rest. Hopefully this was helpful, and we'll of course keep up with this as they update things in the future. This is one of the so-called Marzipan apps, where Apple is starting to port iOS apps over to the Mac and going to make that easier for developers to do as well. So it's sort of a first iteration. They don't mark it as a beta, but in a way, I kind of think of it as one because it's still very new technology as far as moving iOS code to the Mac. So here's hoping that it gets a little easier to navigate and gets a little more features. But for right now, it's certainly usable. You can definitely control all of your HomeKit accessories, check the status, do whatever you want there. I find it not really easier, but it is nice to be able to just hop on here and check what the temperature is, or use even Siri on the Mac to control my HomeKit instead of having to use my phone or my watch all the time. So it's just another option, and one I thought would be useful to highlight now that it's finally available to everyone. Hope you found it useful, and we will see you next time.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.